Oh, it is trade deadline day, the WIP afternoon show. Oh, where's the friggin' music?
There you go.
There's friggin' Luke.
Luke, already. Off to a bad start, buddy.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz from McGurk's in Horsham. Trade deadline day presented by Surfside Ice, the Avaga. Ike, Reese, we are 3 hours and 58 minutes from the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling?
Brother Spike, I got to tell you, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 7. I'm trying to get to an 8, 8.5. Still got a lot of time left in today's show before we get to the trade deadline. I feel good, but I want to feel great. Jackie Baseball, listen, yesterday's trade was huge. Great distraction from that game yesterday.
The game didn't happen.
And we lost a series that we shouldn't have lost. But who gives a damn? We got the Tigers coming in this weekend. J-Rose going on the Wall of Fame. And damn it, I'm excited about baseball. Holla at your boy.
I don't think the Phils are done.
Right. Really?
I don't think they're done.
Okay. All right.
I think there's one more move.
All right.
And we'll see if Dave can land the plane.
Land the plane, Dave! It's the WIP Afternoon Show. We are at McGurk's in Horsham for Trade Deadline Day. Joe Giglio with us until 3 o'clock. With us throughout the show at the Surfside Trade Deadline Desk. Is that what we're calling it? Is our own Scoops Caney.
Hey,
Scoops!
Guys.
What's up, Scoops?
This is my first time at the debt. I feel like I'm, you know, taking the witness stand in court. I feel really far away from you guys.
That's how,
excited
a lot of,
to be here.
That's how a lot of guests feel on our show.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Like you're being interrogated.
Now, once you've joined the panel up there on the main stage, Jack. I'm just at Jack Tukwey's books. I was happy to promote them up here.
Yeah, well, you probably would have done a better job than I did.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Yeah.
Well, Devin will keep an eye on all the trades that are happening. Of course, Dave Dombrowski does have 3 hours and 58 more minutes to add to the team. The big trade yesterday, Phils add Joan Duran, and I believe the J is pronounced like a J.
Between him and Jahan Dotson, I'm tired of this.
I listened to him say it.
Make up your mind.
I listened to him say it like 30 times, and it was Joan Duran. So that is how I'm saying it. And then today, adding Harrison Bader, a center fielder, who is a good defensive center fielder and a good hitter. I would say a great defensive center fielder and a good hitter. I am sort of, and Jack is saying, you think they're not done. So when you say you think they're not done, do you think there's another bullpen trade in them? Do you think there's another bat trade in them? And do you think, just your gut, whether this is a big thing or just another thing?
Yeah, I think it'd be a big swing. Like, I don't think the Stephen Kwan thing is dead. Because I think, if I had to guess right now, they're still asking for Painter. Like, the ask for the Padres was DeVries, who they ended up trading to the A's for Mason Miller.
Yep.
So the hope is that in the next 4 hours that they come off Painter. If they don't come off Painter, I think that Kwan stays in Cleveland. If they come off Painter, I think there's a chance the Phils get in there.
And you would not trade Painter for Stephen Kwan?
I would not trade Painter for Stephen Kwan.
Okay.
I just think, I know we are in the mode of trade every prospect. I just, with Wheeler only having a year and a half left, Ranger walking, no idea what Nola is. They traded Abel yesterday. Lizardo a year left. All of a sudden, the rotation, like, you need someone in there. Now, if you told me you trade Painter for Ketel Marte or someone like that, okay. But I would not trade Andrew Painter today.
Here's where I'm at with it, is that with the deadline so far, and this is what I'm trying to figure out, is if you had told me before the deadline that this would have been the Phillies' deadline haul, I probably would have been good with it. It seems like for the entire time, I have been bullpen over lineup because I think you can fix the bullpen, but the lineup is pretty much the lineup. So I would have taken this. In the moment, looking around the National League and looking at, like, I don't think the Mets are done, and the Mets have already added two really good relievers. The Padres have added a great reliever. So, like,
to go with three all-stars they already had.
Right. So, like, I'm trying to separate what I would have thought about this before the deadline with what I think about it now. And to me, and Joe, I'm curious how you feel about this, is that it feels like to me, if you're going to go and get Duran, then do whatever you can to do everything. I understand taking Painter and putting him on and saying no unless there's something else. But it still, to me, a little bit feels like a half measure when other teams are not taking half measures.
Well, I agree with that. The one thing, as you said, how you would have felt about it if I told you versus how you feel about it now. The ultimately, all that matters is who has the best team in October and really who has the best team tomorrow. Because I know we mentioned Justin Crawford. There's no other ways to get better, right? Like after tonight at 6 o'clock, you can't acquire players anymore. You can't do it. There's no. It used to be that waiver trade deadline in August. That's out now, right? This is the.
I miss that, though. Bring it back.
I do, too. But it's out. So this is the last day. So, Spike, I feel better about the Phillies than I did a day ago. But I also think the Mets are better than they were a day ago. I think the Padres are better than they were a day ago. I believe by 6 o'clock the Dodgers will get better. So that's all that matters is the scale of how much you're getting better versus your opponents. And I like this Phillies team better than I did yesterday. But I also don't think they're overwhelmingly just the favorite now because they got Duran. I mean, like, he makes them better, and I like Bader, too, for what he is. But I want more. I mean, I want another bat. I think if they get one more guy, you could probably look at all the teams and say they're right there, if not better than everyone. But unless they get that other bat, it's going to feel a little bit touch and go until October.
It's all relative, right?
Like, yes.
Like, so I think it's fair to say the Phillies are a better team than they were yesterday.
They are.
Yeah. I think we can all say
definitely.
That. But now we're talking about how much better, and not only how much better are they in the grand scheme of things, but also what compared to their opponents when everybody else made moves as well. So it's not like the Phillies were the only team to make a move and they improved and everyone else stood still at the trade deadline. There are other teams in contention that have also improved their roster. So now I have to look at the Phillies, not just based on did they improve from where they were, but where are you at today stacked up against these other teams also?
Right.
Like that is where my general feeling is coming from. Not so much as are we better than we were. They made a significant move yesterday. Even today's move was a marginal upgrade, right? It was an upgrade bringing in Bader. But I don't have the feeling of – forget about the Dodgers, right? We know that's like the all-star team. But even the Padres doing what they did, they got Mason Miller today. Like there's other teams.
And they're in the mix for Steven Kwan still.
So, like, there are other teams, and I bet you that's what those teams are saying. They're saying, well, hell, the Phillies went out and got Duran. So we got to do something else. Like, this doesn't put us clearly ahead of them. So I'm not saying that other teams aren't thinking the same. My problem is if everybody is satisfied and feel like we don't need to do anything else and other teams are still out there looking to improve their team.
215-592-9494. Have the Phillies done enough? You know, like I saw a what was the clip I sent you earlier today, Jack? Who was saying that about Dave
Ken
Dombrowski?
Rosenthal?
Ken Rosenthal. So Ken Rosenthal was saying something to the effect of after the Duran trade, he got a text message from another baseball executive.
It
was from a manager. It was like, Dave Dombrowski is unbelievable. He did it again. I want whoever Dave Dombrowski's PR firm is, I want Dave Dombrowski's PR firm. Because he is living off of past deals more than I've ever seen an executive live off of past deals. And listening to you guys talk about it, I said previous, leading up to this, that I wasn't sure what I thought of the deadline. And I'll say this, too, about Harrison Bader. A trade for Harrison Bader is what winning teams do. Winning teams are able to get players like that. Players
sure.
like that help in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm not denying.
Yeah.
I was disappointed when I heard it because I was expecting something bigger. He is a good player. There's nothing wrong with that in Harrison Bader. But if I here is what I want. I want Dave Dombrowski to lay him out on the table and have a big trade deadline bigger than everyone else. I want him to add to this team so we can know for sure that this, which may be the final gasp of this core of this team. Remember, Kyle, and I expect these guys to re-sign, the first two, but there's no lock that it happens. Kyle Schwarber is a free agent after this year. JT Realmuto is a free agent after this year. Ranger Suarez is a free agent after this year. Zach Wheeler has 2 years left on his contract. The 2027 season might not even happen. Lay him on the table. Go prove to me and show me anybody. I could go into the Phillies front office, call around to different teams, have them tell me that the price is too expensive, tell everybody that the price is too expensive, and then spend my owner's money and say it's on them, it's on the players. And it is, by the way. It is on the $300 million that are on the roster right now. But I need him. I need Dave Dombrowski to go out and prove why he is a premier general manager at the deadline.
Well, this is where general managers make their money.
It's right
like,
now.
Right, this is where they do with it.
Anybody
like
the, can bid more season, money than
yeah,
anybody else.
And spending money doesn't make you a great GM. It's now, like you said, it's like finding a Harrison Bader, and then all of a sudden he becomes significant
sure.
in your postseason run. That's what makes your GM, that's what makes his resume, in my opinion. It's not the obvious moves. It's sometimes finding those hidden gems, but it's at the trade deadline.
Yes, it's right
now. It's at the trade deadline. This is where it happens.
And like, maybe they've made an organizational decision that, and we've said this, we've talked about this before, about trying to compete now, but also talking about the next 5 or 6 years.
Right.
But that is not an organizational decision about 1 year. That is how good franchises operate all the time, and they are also able to trade for good players at the trade deadline. Like this, you know, the Padres also traded for Juan Soto at one point. Like you know, yep. And they just trade, and you know what's yep. going to happen next trade deadline? They are going to trade for a really good player again.
Dodgers do it every year.
Every
the
year.
Yankees do it every year.
They do not have down times. Like, I don't want to be told, this is not basketball, I don't want to be told that we can't trade our prospects because then we're not going to be good in 4 years. Because you know what that tells me? That you're not good enough at getting prospects. Like, that's all that tells me.
Right.
If you only have three prospects that are worth a damn, then
right.
and you've been in charge of this organization for 4 years,
yeah.
right? Like this is right now when you prove like and I just don't you when you're trying to do two things at once, you don't do either of them well. You don't if the future is all that matters, then don't trade Taib. Like that, then don't trade anybody. You got $300 million in players. Go try to win it with those guys and see what happens. But if you're going to go try and make it happen, don't do it halfway. Go get me a real difference maker bat. You got a real difference maker arm, debatably the best arm
sure.
traded at the deadline.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
I would say that he is a better pitcher right now than Mason Miller is. I think he's a better pitcher, maybe not in the future, but
sure.
right now he
yeah.
is.
Especially for the cost.
Yes, go get a bat. Go get a bat.
When I hear all that.
Let me ask you this real quick. I'm going to let you go, Joe. Fritzy, because you're more of a minor league guy. Tyee, is that his name?
Tyee.
That sounds about right. Yeah, Tyee.
Yeah, in this city?
I'm just saying. He seems like he was the prize in the trade. Was it he or Mick Abel?
Oh, he was.
He was.
Right,
yeah.
So
100%.
He was the prize. Okay.
Yeah, and
okay.
I've said it a couple times, like, and I don't want to do the thing where he leaves now and all of a sudden I think he's bad. Like, I don't think he's bad.
He's a good player. Yeah, you think he's a good player. But we got a good player in return. A great player in return.
The reality is he's 3 years away, and I think he's probably going to end up being an impactful, but a DH. Like, I don't think they list him as a catcher, but I think his future is at a DH. So, like, what do you want to do with that? Like, that's a guy that you should probably try to maximize the value of.
Yeah.
When I heard everything you said, Spike, what I thought of was he has an ace in his back pocket. If we want him to do what you said, and if you agree with what Spike just said, offer Andrew Painter for Stephen Kwan. If who's the best player left
Whoa.
Out there?
It's Stephen Kwan.
Well, then I believe right now they can have him in 10 seconds.
Right.
Offer Andrew Painter.
Yeah.
I mean, like, now I know he's trying to do both, right? He's trying to thread that. You know, every GM
does.
What
are you thinking there, Fritzy?
No one wants. I'm just saying, if we want to get the best player today, like we got the best pitcher yesterday, I think they could get him now.
Well, and you know what he's trying to do? He is trying to play chicken, thinking that there's not a better offer out
right.
there
right.
and that they're just going to take this.
But I would hold on to Painter as long as I can.
But the truth is that the Guardians like are probably going to be a good team next year, and they can hold on. They don't have to trade Stephen Kwan. You know, like they probably get the same value out of Stephen Kwan next trade deadline as they get this one, and like and then he'll go to bed happy. He'll go to bed content tonight, knowing that he made the best offer, but the offer wasn't good enough. And I agree with you. There are teams that trade their best prospects.
You would give up Painter too, for Kwan?
I would.
I would give up Painter for Kwan.
He's a slap hitting left fielder.
An hour ago, you're all
you
in on
him. You kidding me?
Let me ask you this, Devin. Devin,
yeah.
you're
get in here, Fritz.
You're around the players a lot,
yeah.
And we heard Jim Salisbury say on a podcast, and Jim will join us at 3 o'clock, right?
Yes.
That players had mm-hmm. been talking about adding at the trade deadline, specifically adding a bat, like. Does this, if you're a player on this team, does this deadline feel like the front office believes in you and went for it? Like I'm trying to put myself in the position of the players, whether I felt like this deadline is a vote of confidence in this team.
I mean, I don't see how you can't look at it that way, especially if you're a player, you know, when you went out and got one of the, what, two, three closers in the league and Duran. But we're all down on Bader. I think he's works for what he is able to do. Out of the entire lineup, he has the highest OPS, the highest slugging percentage, the highest on-base percentage. Like, the Phillies lineup isn't doing a lot. They're a 500 team since June 1st. So I'll take any of the help that I can get when it comes to the bats, and I don't think that they're done yet. We still have several hours left, so I think Dave Dombrowski is still going to cook something up. I don't think, even if they are done, I would not consider this a failure whatsoever ever if I was a player. And I think, you know, guys like Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, they kind of spoke in the clubhouse after their loss last night, and they're excited to have a guy like Juan Duran. I don't know why you wouldn't be.
Yeah, they shouldn't have been excited about anything after that series.
Well, yeah.
Be honest with you. Yeah.
I think they also wanted to pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Hold on. The first night they got in at 4 a.m.
Oh, stop.
What do you want? The White Sox have been good since the All-Star break.
Oh, will you stop it.
700 slugging.
Well, is that why they're not trading Robert once again? Like,
they're making a run? They're 30 and 80?
Yeah, I wonder why they're not trading Luis Robert.
Because they're dumb.
I almost feel bad for him at this point.
He's like,
the guy wants to get out of there so bad.
Can I tell you, though, if Luis Robert wanted to get out of there bad, he'd hit 260. Like, if I just wonder if his value is that of a, I'll take a chance on him, and not I'm going to trade you anything of value.
Well, teams are trying to lowball them, and they don't want to get lowballed. Because they think he's a difference maker.
Right.
That's the problem with
a difference maker who's not making a difference.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
215-592-90. Oh, well, actually, one other question. Ike, I'll start with you on this one.
Yep.
You're John Middleton, and you clearly, you have a meeting with Dave Dombrowski. You decide on what is your risk tolerance, right? Like, how much do you want to go for? If you're John Middleton, and you told Dave Dombrowski to go for it, does the deadline, if it ends this way, feel like Dave Dombrowski lived up to what he told you he was going to do? If you're John Middleton, you're like, I'm sick of hearing about the Eagles Super Bowl. I told everybody I was going to bring him a trophy. I want you to go make this happen. Did Dave Dombrowski live up to it, if that's what the message was from John Middleton?
So here's how I would answer that. And obviously, John Middleton would have the intel, because he's behind the scenes with Dave Dombrowski. I'm imagining if a major offer is being proposed, John Middleton is being brought in on it.
Oh, sure.
So I say this to say, if I'm John Middleton and I feel like Dave has made significant offers to do this and it wasn't enough, and if what he's already done, I can be okay with it versus being disappointed.
Right.
In it.
Right.
Like, in other words, I'll be content with what he's done and then put the pressure back on my own guys to get it done. But if I know he's made the effort to do it, then I guess I'd be content with what he's done.
Well, I would say this, Jack. I think no matter what happens the rest of the deadline, they have made a significant investment in this team.
Yeah.
There is now pressure, I think, on every high-paid baseball player on the Philadelphia Phillies to go make this happen the rest of the year. It doesn't mean you have to win the World Series. Who knows what's going to happen? But we cannot have a rest of the season and a playoffs like we had last year.
No, you need to have some more moments. The problem is, again, and we've talked about it a lot so far today, is that they're still just right there with the other teams in the National League.
Right.
They
it's
can
not,
win.
Not separation.
Well, but my point is they were right there last year.
Right.
But they went down like dogs.
Right.
Like, my point is, I don't know if they're going to win or not win, but like if I was John Middleton and I was talking to the Philadelphia Phillies after going getting Duran and
Harrison Bader,
I would say, we got you the best closer available. You guys are making a lot of money. Like, you know, this means as much to you as it means to me.
Yep.
Don't play 500 ball the rest of the year and then lose in four games to the New York.
No, no doubt about it. It falls on the stars.
Like, at this point,
that's where it falls to. Yeah.
I just wish it was I went down, like I wish it was in my head, Middleton going down the clubhouse and say, I got you Stephen Kwan and yes. Johan Duran and Harrison Bader.
Now go get my trophy. Go get my trophy.
Yep. Yeah. Which I think if they can end today.
Get Kwan!
If he can end today by getting
Stephen Kwan.
Yeah.
If you can end today by getting Stephen Kwan and really pushing your chips in, there's going to be, first off, the excitement and intensity around baseball for the next 2 months is going to be ridiculous.
If they go and get Kwan along with Duran.
We'll be out of control.
We'll be out of control. And I just... I don't think there's going to be a at the end of the year, if it does come up short, there's not going to be let us down the deadline.
No, if Dombrowski goes out and gets Stephen Kwan, then he threw him on the table. You know, like yes. You go out and you get the best hitter traded at the deadline, debatably, and the best reliever traded at the deadline.
Yeah.
That's what a big boy organization does.
The feeling that's going to be around here if they get Kwan is they're going to win the World Series.
Yeah.
Not they have a chance. Right. They're going to win the World Series. That's what people are going to feel.
I agree.
I haven't felt that in a while. I mean, not this entire season. Like, they were contender, but I haven't felt like they're going to win the World Series. Probably since the beginning of last year when they were playing well. It's been a long time.
Yeah. Go get me one of those baby blue Kwan jerseys.
Oh.
Yeah, buddy. And never wear it because I look like an idiot.
Kwan with an O or an A.
K-W-A-N.
How many times have I tweeted about Stephen Kwan in the last 24 hours?
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me? It's unbelievable. Right. Do you even listen to what I said?
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
Some of it.
I know. Yeah, don't
even read it.
How do you spell it?
215-592-9494. Is this enough, or does Dombrowski need to go out and get us Stephen Kwan? I think Dave Dombrowski needs to show us his brass ones and go out and get us Stephen Kwan. That's what
it's
I'm saying.
A lot of you with them on the table. And
put them on the table.
Ones.
Yeah, I love the imagery.
It's a lot of that.
I love it. It's trade deadline day. Presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. We are at McGurk's in Horsham. The rain can't stop us. No, because we're inside. Come join us. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show. Deadline day. Presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. Live from McGurk's in Horsham. I'm Spike Eskin, along with Ike Reese, Jack Fritz, Joe Giglio with us until 3, and Devin Caney at the trade deadline desk. Jack Fritz has said he believes the Phillies have more in the chamber. Now, this would already be, even if they didn't make another move, the biggest trade deadline of Dave Dombrowski's career here as a Phillies president of baseball operations. But the target, the diamond still out there, is Stephen Kwan. Jack saying earlier that others reported that Stephen Kwan would get traded today.
Yep.
And you believe if it's not the Phillies, it'll be someone else? Or you think if it's not the Phillies, you're staying with the Guardians?
So I think it's going to be – I think there's three teams. I think it's the Padres, I think it's the Dodgers, and I think it's the Phillies. Maybe the Astros get in there. But, I mean, if it's not – I think he gets moved today. If it's not the Phillies, I think it's probably the Dodgers.
Can I say it would make me sick to my stomach if the Dodgers get Stephen Kwan? I mean, we made all –
and they haven't done anything today. They got Brock Stewart today, who I like, but he's a reliever.
Well, and they, you know, we had the conversation all offseason about the Dodgers just getting everybody, you know, and people calling them a super team. And they've had a fine season. They have not had the season that everybody expected them to have. They're not going to win 115 games. But, like, this would be the Dodgers do two things. The Dodgers don't just spend money, right? Like, if they go and they acquire a piece like this at the trade deadline, that's different than spending money. You can talk yourself into, well, we don't have the money the Dodgers have. Nobody has the money the Dodgers have, right? We don't even have the money the Mets have. But when you're doing it by trading at the deadline, that's a different thing. And it almost makes you feel like I would feel like emasculated if the Dodgers go and get Stephen Kwan if we had the chance to go and get him.
Well, they're also usually right about players. So, like,
right.
You like Stephen Kwan. I like Stephen Kwan. Some people have pointed out, though, today, like, he doesn't have enormous statistics, right? You almost have to watch him to see his value. But if they get him, Spike, it's like, it cements he is a special kind of player. Like, he's the kind of guy that helps you win a World Series. They're always right about players. They get Freeman. He still can play. They get Otani has the best year he's ever had. You know,
they get Conforto this offseason to play left field.
Did.
He's been horrible.
Yeah, they don't get everything right. But, like, they get a lot of the big moves they make. They're usually there's a reason they get that.
If the Dodgers want Stephen Kwan, the Padres want Stephen Kwan.
I want Stephen Kwan.
I feel like it's a pretty good idea to get Stephen Kwan.
Yeah, exactly.
It's as simple as that.
You know, I know that this is what I would say about him because this is the thing about baseball. is that chances are anybody listening to the show right now is learning about a lot of these players within the last 48 hours.
Sure.
Just because of the way baseball is, right? Like, that there's so many players, and it's a very local sport. But what I would say is this, is that if you hear the name Stephen Kwan and then you go look up his baseball reference, you're going to see one thing, and then if you watch him play and feel the difference he makes, you're going to see another thing. And I know that sounds crazy to say, because baseball is one sport where the numbers usually don't lie. You know, you go, you see the guy has like a 770 OPS or something. It doesn't jump off the screen. But the guy, as Jack has repeated, doesn't strike out, is a smart baseball player, is a elite outfielder, and is a true leadoff hitter. Like, Trey Turner has done a good job this year. I don't think he's a true leadoff hitter. I think that Stephen Kwan is. And if your top four goes Kwan, Trey Turner, Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, like, I almost don't even care what the bottom five of the lineup
then
is.
Well, then
Bader
down there is fine.
Yes, and JT down there is fine, by the way. And Castellanos down there is fine. Everything, it changes the entire context of the lineup.
It's right there.
In his four-year career, he has walked more than he struck out. I mean, just think about what we watch here on an everyday basis.
Right.
I don't think people realize what he would bring. I mean, you're right. And he grinds pitchers. The All-Star game went to extra innings, went to the swing-off, because he had like a 9-pitch at-bat just to get it to the swing-off. He's an awesome player.
215-592. By the way, there are like emergency alerts all over the area for flash flood. So if you're out there driving, please be safe. If you're on the way to McGurk's and it's looking a little crazy, pull over for a little while. We want you to be safe. 215-592-9494. Jacob in Alabama, you're on WIP. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing today?
What's up, Jacob?
Hey, there hasn't really been a whole ton of action. I'm an avid fantasy baseball guy, but I try to watch a lot of baseball and keep up with some things. I kind of like the Bader move a little bit, but not as far as the main guy you go to. I like him kind of as a depth piece and a guy to kind of help maybe platoon with Marsh or somebody like that. But I do think that they have to go and try to get one other person, because if the Mets made and all that, you're kind of behind now a little bit. If they can get a Kwan, a Donovan, I mean, I would even take, I think, Laureano or something like that.
Mariano's a good player.
Yeah,
but he's got a center fielder, though. Like, I don't think they're going to go after him now.
But the thoughts would be like, so if you were to get one more person, say, for instance, it was an outfielder, would you deal like a Rojas or somebody like that and like an Aiden Miller? Because I agree with whoever said they didn't want to deal Painter. I don't think I want to deal Painter. I think we could use him next year.
Well, thank you for the call, Jacob. If they're trading for Stephen Kwan, they're trading Aiden Miller.
Yes.
I mean, they have to. I don't think there's anybody else.
It would be Aiden and then one of Arun and Crawford as the other piece to go. So you're giving up two top five prospects, but you have to do that because you're not going to put Andrew Painter on the table.
Right. Yep. And you would rather give up those two guys than Painter alone?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. What grade, Joe, you first, and this is the Twitter question, what grade would you give the Phillies deadline so far? Let's say it ends this way.
It's a B. We don't do A minuses, right? We just do
A.
Yeah,
nah.
Then
sure
it's a B.
Grow up. Sure we do.
No, commit.
B.
Okay.
If I have to go with a strong letter grade,
that's
it's a B.
That's how I got graded.
Yeah.
Pluses and minuses.
You want a grade?
Yes.
What's the grade?
I'm going B.
Jack?
I'm going B plus.
No pluses.
We just talked about that.
Yeah.
We just did that.
By the way, it is a solid B. It's 66%.
It's a solid B. Yeah, it's a solid B.
And it would be an A if everybody else that they're competing with didn't also have a solid deadline.
Dude, the Mets got three legit pieces yesterday.
They traded away so much, though.
They did, but the Phillies gave up more for Duran.
I disagree. I think the Mets gave up way more.
But one of those guys throws like underhand. Could you imagine Castellanos swinging at that? I'm already worried about that.
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah, the Rogers?
Yeah.
We had a guy like, we had Kent Tekulve here. We had a submariner.
There's not that many of those left anymore.
Now, a friend of mine said, who is a Giants fan who lives in San Francisco, said, I guarantee you he will give up a game-losing home run in the playoffs.
Well, I can guarantee you that won't come against the Phillies.
No.
I have never seen them hit him well at all. It's the most feeble at bats I've seen.
Yeah, well, it has to be hard, by the way. If you're looking at guys throwing one way, yeah. and then all of a sudden he's throwing
underhand?
His yeah. knuckles, like, drag on the ground.
It's yeah, it's pretty wild to look at. 215-592-9494. Luke in Dallas, you're on WIP. What's up, Luke?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Luke?
Luke.
Yeah, man. So I'm thinking about this Bader trade, right? And ideally, I really think it's being misinterpreted by a lot of fans, right? There's a reality where this guy is a 4-WAR guy, has the same OBP.
Try to tell people.
Trey Turner, right, has the same OPS. And that's better than anything they were putting out in center field. The other part of my thing right here is Stephen Kwan, right? Reserving Painter for Stephen Kwan, I'm doing Painter for Stephen Kwan straight up. If you think about high-leverage moments in the playoffs, I really think it's going to be against just righties, and we're going to talk about this reality. What if Schwarber walks, right? We need a lefty eventually. I just don't see how, like, it's not a no-brainer Dombrowski right now.
And you would say yes on trading Painter?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Here's what I'd say about Bader, man. And I agree with you that he's valuable.
You
but
seem like a Bader guy. I got to be honest. I pegged you as a Harrison Baderman.
I think he's a good player. And when he was up with the Yankees, I watched him. He is a good player.
Had a big home run that postseason.
He is a good player. If I wasn't thinking about Stephen Kwan, Harrison Bader would have been fine. Like that's my problem.
So it's
Bader.
My fault.
No, it is. Well, it's a little bit your fault. You're gassing me up a little bit earlier.
I'm gassing everyone up about Stephen Kwan.
You are.
Bring him home. Besides Painter.
But here's what I'd say, Luke, about the whole WAR thing. Yes, he has the same WAR as Trey Turner. But there's a reason that one guy got paid $300 million and one guy doesn't. Like, so we can talk about WAR and value all we want. But the truth is that, like, guys that are as good as you are saying Harrison Bader is don't change teams every year.
Well, so, and here's the other thing. Not to cut you off, Spike. Yeah. I'm sorry. But we can't say on one hand how great Harrison Bader is and how he's just undervalued player. You got to be able to watch him play every day to see what he brings to the table. And then on the other hand, say, well, the Phillies gave up nothing to get him.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, when players are costing an arm and a leg, good players, to get them, we can't say the Phillies gave up nothing to get him. And then say how great
he is.
There's
a reason. He's had kind of an up and down career. He has some good. Like, this is one of his better years. But this isn't who he always is. Yeah. Let's hope he continues to
and
play.
By
like
the
that.
Way, and by the way, if he really ends the season as the third highest OPS in the team, guess what? We're
not
losing in the first round.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he either got really hot again, or these guys didn't hit at all.
He has been great since in July. Yeah. Like, he's hit number 3. He's a good player. Like, I've wanted Harrison Bader for a couple of years. He's an upgrade over Rojas, but he's just not. He's a piece. He's not the piece.
I had a reporter from Minnesota actually message me on Twitter about Bader. He said, I think you guys will really like him. He's clutch. He plays really hard, which I know Phillies fans will like. He's got some pop in his swing. I think he'll be really good for you guys.
Yeah.
I think if a reporter's going out of their way, who I don't really know or talk to tell me that, that means he's good.
Did his last name rhyme with Dombrowski?
No, it doesn't. It could be a burner. Who knows?
Dombrowski's burners? We've done that around here before.
Jave Mombrowski reached out to Devin. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Get your calls right after Jack tells you about, you're not going to have to make a trade at National Appliance Warehouse.
You want to know why, Spike?
Why?
Because we shop in the high-end market. And we shop for the best. And we go to National Appliance Warehouse to do that.
Yes.
Like, you want to talk about what grade I would give National Appliance Warehouse?
A+.
A+.
Yeah. We're doing pluses and minuses for National Appliance Warehouse.
Yeah. Of course we are. Because they are plus. And listen, you've heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse a lot. You've heard, Spike, for his new house, went to National Appliance Warehouse, got all of his appliances for his new kitchen.
Yes, sir.
Maybe he wasn't shopping in the Sub-Zero Wolf and Cove aisle, but he could have been.
I looked at the aisle. That is out of my price point, but that is a cool-looking aisle.
Yeah.
If I ever become, super rich guy, those are the appliances I'm getting.
Well, don't you worry. National Appliance Warehouse has that. Also, over 100 brands, that are there to fill your appliance need. But on top of all of that, you're going to get a great price. That is guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. Also, tax-free Delaware, and of course, great savings events like the Christmas and July savings event that is underway right now at National Appliance Warehouse. So get down there today and experience what we've talked about, which is a fantastic service team. They do installation, delivery, but also they'll help guide you in the right direction when it comes to your appliance needs. Also, purchase a qualifying Sub-Zero Wolf & Cove appliance package and choose 3 years of additional warranty or a rebate up to $2,500. Click nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit the showroom in tax-free Wilmington today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Trade deadline day or deadline day on 94 WIP. You know what I'm wondering sometimes? I'm wondering, so if the Phillies are trying to trade for Stephen Kwan, and I wonder what the next 2.5 hours, how much of the next 2.5 hours is just waiting, is waiting for a phone call, is wait. You know what I mean? Like is because I think to a certain extent, when you're negotiating like this, it's who cracks first, right? Who calls who first? And the Guardians are never going to call the Phillies and say, all right, we're done. We don't want to do it, right? They are waiting for the Phillies to call and say, we will give you Andrew Painter, right? That's what they're waiting for. So, like, to an extent, it has to be a waiting game for the Phillies to hope that the Guardians finally say, all right, we'll take it. And I think if that's the case, this is going to go all the way up until 6 o'clock. Like, if the Dodgers are in on this, the Padres are in on this, and if the Phillies have not said, no, we're out, which it doesn't seem like they have, then if you're the Guardians, you go all the way up until 6 o'clock unless somebody says to you, here's the offer, take it now or we're walking. You know?
And none of them are going to do it.
No.
Because they are basically waiting to be selected by the Guardians. I mean, that's what they're waiting.
Right.
You propose your offer. You hope it's good enough, but the Guardians are sitting in the catbird seat to where they can measure and weigh all of the offers and see which one is the best. They have the prize, so they can wait to the last minute to decide, well, this offer is what I'm going to take.
And he's right. Also not a free agent to be. They could just hold him until the offseason.
They just hold on to him.
They can hold him until the middle of next year. Yeah, it doesn't matter, yeah.
So the teams that want him, I don't think any of them are in a position to say take it or leave it. It's more or less, this is my best offer. I hope you choose me.
Yes.
If the White Sox basically took Luis Robert off the market, Stephen Kwan can come off the market.
Right. Yes, he can come off the market.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't have to trade him.
Like Luis,
no. Yeah.
Luis
yeah.
Robert was the most
and they
obvious.
Haven't.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about they haven't taken Kwan
haven't
off
taken
the market.
Off
so yeah. We're, what, 3 hours, 3.5 hours away from the trade deadline?
I'm trying to do the math. Yeah, it is
3:15, something like that.
You know, I do feel... Joe, I feel a little lucky because I'm trying to put myself in the position of a Cleveland Guardians fan. And here's a team that is competitive every year. Now, they do it with young players, and they do it without spending money. But could you imagine having a team that they're not good this year but is usually competitive? You have a player who the Dodgers want, who the Padres want, who the Phillies want, who is under team control for 2 more years, and they're like, you know what we're going to do? Trade him. Like, I'm glad that the Phillies are in a place where we're not talking about current productive major leaguers that are, like, I can't even imagine trading a guy that has 2 years of control left that's as
well,
good as
well, a player that we think is good enough to swing the whole playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yes.
it's three teams that could face each other to get to the World Series, and where he goes could swing the whole thing. That's a very valuable player.
You can do it in markets like that and get away with it.
Yes.
Here we would be outraged
over
it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'd be outraged over it, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Cleveland fans are worried about if Shador or Joe Flacco is going to start.
Right. They are a Browns. They like the Guardians, but they're a Browns. Yes. They're a Browns city. Jack, we keep talking about trading prospects, and I have, you know, talking out my ass a little bit, but but talking about the idea of being able to...
I didn't say uh-huh like you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
That's what it sounded like.
I know.
Well, I talk out my ass a little bit in that I don't know all of the prospects, but I do know that elite franchises trade prospects pretty consistently.
Real quick?
Yeah. So I guess my question is really where...
Real quick. Sorry.
What? Oh,
thank
Devin.
You, thank
sorry.
You, thank you.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so the New York Yankees, according to Jeff Passan, finalizing a trade to acquire closer David Bednar. From the Pirates.
There's your guy. There's your guy.
Where's your respect at?
And the Phillies made the Bader trade official.
Okay. David Bednar was he was my favorite reliever on the market. They got Durant, so I'm fine with that.
At least your team got one of your guys.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, look, man.
It's your American League team.
Play Frank. Play Frank.
I would say this. This Yankee, if I was running this Yankee team, I would sell. This team.
Sell everyone.
This team
Judge is hurt. What are they even doing?
It's dead. They are dead in the water.
Yankees don't sell.
Well, you want to talk about a team that is bullied into doing something at the deadline every year?
Yankees.
That's the Yankees.
Because let's bully.
Well, one year they didn't. They gave Chapman to the Cubs, and they won the World Series.
They got Glaber back.
Well, they are. The Yankees are not just living under fan pressure. They are living up to the pressure of George Steinbrenner.
Yep.
Every offseason, every trade deadline, because remember, his kids own the team. Yep. I mean, Hal Steinbrenner is...
Yep. And always going to get compared to your dad.
Every time. And he would. And now, that was a different time when you could just outspend everybody. You can't really do that anymore. But them trading for David Bednar, is what a waste of assets. But that guy is great. Jack, to get back to the question, the Phillies farm system is better than it was 5 years ago for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But how deep is it, and how does it compare to the better teams in the league in terms of farm systems? Better teams in the league, by the way, that also spend money. Mm-hmm. So not comparing it to Cleveland or Tampa, but comparing it to the Yankees, Dodgers,
The Padres should be in there too, because every year they, like, DeVries came out of nowhere, turned into he's a big international signing. So it's much better. They certainly have more pieces. I love Aiden. I think Crawford's going to be a pretty good player. I think Arun Escobar is rising up the prospect rankings. It's definitely top heavy.
Okay.
The thing is that I don't think there's a... No doubt, besides hopefully Painter, as he continues to come back from Tommy John, gets the fastball more underneath him. To his credit, his last two starts have been really good. So, like, maybe there's some growth there. But everyone else is mostly expendable for, like, a difference maker like Kwan. So, they have guys to be able to get it done, I think, without Painter, as long as the Guardians
are willing to do it without Painter. And then the, I guess, final prospect question is, they draft Gage Wood in the first round, a college pitcher, which they haven't done in a long time.
Six straight college pitchers to start the draft.
Because they listen to the WIP afternoon show. But there was a little bit of question whether Gage Wood could contribute, like, this year.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
All right.
I think because they want to develop him to start. Now, he could go down to Clearwater. I think he's going to start in Clearwater. And just start going off, and, you know, if the bullpen's really struggling, I think they're trying to get pieces to where that's not really an option.
Okay,
you know what I mean? So yeah, I don't think that Gage was really in their plans, unless, you know, break in case of an emergency.
215-592-9494. Bam in Upper Darby, you're on WIP. What's up, Bam?
What's up, Spike? What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, Bam?
Bam?
Not much, man. Listen. Devin, I know you here, but you on enemy lines right now. You know, before I get to my sports point, I was told that, I was listening to the morning show, they called you and Ike Jack's parents.
Yeah. Well, a lot of mom and dad references coming from the morning show.
I would say big brothers.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh, yeah, I would say so.
Morning show doesn't know what it's like to be a family, you know?
That is true.
I would imagine their text thread is pretty dead. That's what
we don't have one.
Yeah, that...
No, they were saying who's the mom, who's the dad.
Well, obviously, I'm the mom. I mean, like, and end that right now. Yep. I can't be in the mom.
No.
Yep. Yeah.
But let's go get Stephen Kwan, man. I was looking.
Get him.
I was looking for Lee. What's his name from the White Sox? The guy from the White Sox.
Luis Roberts.
Roberts.
Yeah. Roberts.
I was wanting him. But I don't know if we're gonna get him.
What's your favorite thing about Stephen Kwan?
Shut up, Jack.
His last name hit the Kwan. Like I said,
yeah.
I told you, hit the Kwan.
Yeah, hit the Kwan.
Hey, Jill, what are you? Jill, you thought Jill, he'd have Jill. Nothing.
Yeah,
yeah, Bam.
Yeah, give Bam a break.
I'm interested in Bam.
Jill, Jill,
yeah,
I want more Bam.
Somebody said I had to clear my name. What's that about?
I have no idea.
What do you have to clear your name for?
Something happened on the midday show.
Oh.
Oh, well, that was Hugh talking about whatever you said you were wearing at the
thing.
Oh, yeah. Cheerleader outfit.
Yeah, the cheerleader outfit.
Yeah,
on.
And Fritz on your chest. That's what he was referencing.
Yeah, did you, Devin, did you hear Bam to cheer on Jack in Fritz versus DeCamera, went to Party City, Asked them for a, which I didn't even know was still in business, but asked them.
It might not be.
Yeah. Asked them for.
Definitely not.
Who knows?
Yeah. He walked into AutoZone.
He went to a value.
He went to Circuit City.
Walked in, asked for a cheerleader outfit, bought a cheerleader outfit.
As one does.
Got someone to write Team Fritz on it, and then went to FDR Park and waited for an hour and a half for the tennis match that didn't happen in the cheerleader outfit with his caregiver.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's tragic.
Yeah, it is.
I was there.
All right. Thank you for the call.
No, you know,
but Bam's known to embellish a story or two, so we're not.
Well, again, I heard from a source close to the midday show.
Yep.
That he called in and they told him it's postponed, and that he's going to turn around.
And from what I heard from probably the same source, it was within plenty of time to turn around. Like, it wasn't like he was pulling into the parking lot. Like, he had an hour.
Yeah, we're sniffing out Bam.
Bam's doing a bit.
Well, let me ask you this.
We are pro-bit.
Let me ask you
but
this.
But he also made us feel like complete crap.
Yes.
For the idea that he's standing at FDR Park.
In 100
for an hour and a half with his caretaker.
But wasn't he announced on air?
I didn't really feel like crap. I didn't.
He was listening, and he was told. I mean,
he listens all the time. He calls in all the time. He definitely heard that.
Once he decided to wear a cheerleading outfit, all bets were off. I mean,
for a penny, in for a penny. Yeah, he was there the whole way.
So if we know him as a fibber, and maybe I'm out of line saying this, if we know him as a fibber, do we think there's a Stevie Wonder thing going on where he could actually see?
Oh my God.
That's a big accusation.
But it has to be brought up.
Well, I mean, the question has to be asked. Everybody's thinking it. I'm just saying what's on everybody's mind.
Well, he has a lot of takes. I mean,
And you wonder where they come from.
Right. So I was thinking the same.
All right. 215-592-9494. It's deadline day.
He's a bits, man. He has his bits.
We appreciate a bit.
Joe Giglio, thank you for hanging out for
you
the
You got
hour.
It, guys. Let's get Quan. Let's go.
Let's get Quan. Do it, Dave.
If Joe hit the Quan, Dombrowski will trade for him.
Can you record yourself hitting the Quan?
Yeah, hitting the Quan.
So that when they trade for him, we can tweet that video out?
I will think about it.
Great.
I don't know what that looks like, but I'm going
to
try.
I have no idea what it is.
Devin Caney
just go
with
to
us.
YouTube.
Devin Caney with us on the at the Surfside Deadline Desk. Jim Salisbury joins us next. We are at McGurk's in Horsham. Deadline Day, presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.